Welcome to the podcast. My name is Sean Kieran Flanagan. This is Peter Everett. What is your middle name?
Peter Ray.
Peter Ray Everett. Bridget Broussard.
Mary.
I know about your middle name. Mm. Your father uses it whenever you're in trouble.
Yes, or he just says Bridgie Mary.
Benjamin?
You know mine as well. That's
What's yours?
Everyone knows mine.
What is it?
Richard.
It's Ben Dickwood.
Was it a joke for your parents or like mum high on something?
I don't remember much of the actual day, to be honest.
Bridget, every mother was high on something in the old days. No. That's why they got pregnant. This whole idea of stopping drinking when you're pregnant is ridiculous. Everyone ever born in Australia, their mothers were drunk as sods for 3 months and went, oh, God
again.
I'm pregnant.
It's not a bloody kebab, Brian.
Is anyone named after Sean? Is your dad named Sean?
No one in our family was named after anybody else.
No.
It's a, you know what? I don't like the idea of naming, like Gary Ablett Jr., for example.
Yeah.
Has he ever got away from his father, ever? Like if his name was Bernard Ablett, right? Mm. Would he be revered the same way?
So I go the other way. I like it.
Well, dad's name's Peter.
And I wanted to call my son Boston Peter.
Okay. Why didn't you?
Well, the captain didn't allow it. So his second name's Peter.
Aww. Okay.
Boston Peter Mark.
Yeah, later in life, adopt some kids and call them all Peter.
I'll get it. I'll set goals.
You probably have and don't know it.
Yeah
exactly.
Local member for Mudjabar, Peter Bates, has had an incident. Ros Bates. A learner driver's punted his car through the wall of her electoral office, wrecked the car, but it comes on the back of a few other things too, the Mexican cartel, the Hoon cartel, things in Wurrungri Town Centre, and then they did burn out on one of her political signs, which has caused a big stink in our area, I've got to say. All the political signage everywhere.
It's very rubbery. No one likes rubbery stink.
They left skid marks on her face.
Yeah, with the car, I hasten to add. It's a thing. I don't know about you, but I resent everybody's pictures going up every 3 or 4 years, wherever long it is. Mm. Local businesses get into trouble all the time for sticking their signs up without permission.
Yep.
They are very good. If you're spray painting a fence or something to hold out the paint from going over the neighbours, signs are good.
That's a good one.
Good idea.
It's like it lines up perfectly along the skid marks on Roz's face.
And so today we're going to take your calls on when did your kid wreck your car, and we're progressing the Operation Bribe Bruce. This is because Bruce Springsteen said he's going to move to Australia if Donald Trump wins the US presidential election. Well, we'd like to see him end up on the Gold Coast.
Yeah, come on, Bruce.
If anywhere. There's a few new developments on today's podcast, starting with the doctor to the stars.
Joining us is the Gold Coast doctor from Skin Alert. He is incredible. Doctor to the stars. Any band that comes to the coast, Dr. Bill looks after them. He knows everyone from Mick Fleetwood to Stevie Nicks to Pink.
He can drop a name.
Celebrity doctor.
Yeah, he is. Now, Dr. Bill, you are the man on the ground. How do we get Bruce Springsteen here to the Gold Coast? Do you know him personally?
Yeah, I do know him personally, and also I know his bodyguard. But how do we get him to... That's a good question.
Mm. Are you his bodyguard?
No. I know his bodyguard.
Okay.
How do we get him here? That's a good question. Why does he want to come here?
Because as soon as Trump gets re-elected, he said, I'm out. I'm moving out of the US and I'm coming to Australia, and there's no better place. If he knows Dr. Bill's here and Triple M's here, why else would he want to go anywhere else?
Yeah. Sure.
Mm. Exactly. What a great sale. Look, I mean, we'll ask the questions. Also, too, Mick Foote was a good mate of his, is a friend of mine, so we can... Look, who knows? I don't know.
No, Doc, you do know. We don't need this.
So we can call Mick Fleetwood from Fleetwood Mac to get hold of Bruce Springsteen. Is that what you say?
Well, it's just how you sell it. That's the whole thing.
Okay.
Look, Bruce is not the only one coming. There's a significant amount, as long as they can get in here and they can add value to our country, they don't want to just come here as a freeloader. They want to come here and do some things. And as you can see, in New Zealand, all the big tech giants are going over there. We're in a unique position
The
world.
We are, Doc, but how do we get Bruce Springsteen here to the Gold Coast?
What were you saying Mick Fleetwood's mobile number was again, Dr. Bill? It was 04...
As if I give it to Spider.
Doc.
He doesn't even know who Mick Fleetwood is anyway. Don't worry.
Yeah. He's a fan of Mac.
So is there a possibility of sending a message to...
That's easily done. That'll be done. And the whole thing is that it's what you, if you're serious, it's what you offer. I mean, we have significant things to offer, but the thing is, he also too wants to sort of to maintain his anonymity.
Okay,
yeah, we can do that.
Okay,
I'll buy him a week.
You do it. You Spider, you would. Absolutely.
Yeah, don't worry. Well, tell him we've got a lot of mozzies here.
About Doc? You know, you're a fan of visiting all the celebs in Byron. You're at Zac Efron's birthday party on the weekend. Can you do that, Carrot? Can you say, look, well, you can stay at Watergoes and meet all the other stars there and hang out with them?
Well, there's a few big properties there that we have, and like there's two major players in the music industry have just bought down there. But also, too, a few of them have bought up here. Uh-huh. One on the coast and one on the north coast.
Hello.
This here is a significant hub. This whole geographic area is a hub for the people. And what we're doing now, you know, obviously with the private quarantine we're doing, we've got some A-listers, a big A-lister coming in the next 3 weeks. We're going to try and get him to love the place, and we need them to sort of tell, and it's just one person talking the talk. Others telling.
If they don't want to be noticed, I've worked it out, because you're from Skin Clinic, you can change the way people look. You can make Bruce Springsteen look like Tom Tate.
Hey, it's a bit like Ronald Biggs when they changed his face in France after that train robbery.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Doc.
Go home.
No, we want to get... Let us know. Keep us updated. How you go with Mick.
I shall do.
Doc, you're amazing. Thank you so much. I'll see you soon. I have a dodgy mole on the side of my temple, and I know I'll have to wear my good undies for that visit.
Oh. Absolutely.
I know a couple of dodgy miles too, Doc, so we'll talk to you about them.
Goodbye.
Oh, hello.
Good morning to you all. This is Spider's neighbour, Alan. It's pronounced Alan, not Al. Could you patch me through to Bridge and Spider now with Captain Moose Knuckle? Quickly, or if it's coming out of your pay, young man. My spleen bag's full and it isn't going to empty itself. Are you all there? You assembled.
Yes.
Are you ready?
Al, what do you want?
Spider, can you please share your spleen bag?
I'll tell you what I want. I'll tell you what I really, really want. I don't have all day. If I sound distracted, it's because I'm waiting on Dr. Poo. You know the tanker full of turds?
Oh.
If he turns up, I have to go. It's a pick-up and drop-off, see? I'm getting Dr. Poo to bring his sewage tanker to pick up my gift and deliver said gift to Anastasia Palaszczuk headquarters, which is, of course, in Moscow. It'll test even the great Poo. You see, if Dr. Poo's doctorate in dung disposal helps him deliver a tanker full of turds to the Kremlin office in George Street, Brisbane, I believe in you, Poo. You can do it. It's a do and charge, and it'll be worth it. I'm cleaning up, see? And I'll tell you why I'm cleaning up.
Why?
In anticipation. I heard you talking about the boss. The boss, you're saying the boss, bring the boss to Broadbeach.
Yeah.
Well, I've decided to billet Mr. Springsteen right here at my property in Sanctuary Covert. Mr. Springsteen's obviously a captain of industry and an employer to be called the boss. And as such, it would be my pleasure to offer him my cabana. The accommodation, not the sausage. You know what? You know what? Bloody forget it. I'm not. He's a musician, isn't he?
Yes.
He's a lefty. He's a lefty commo. I officially retract my cabana. You're still looking for accommodation, and you're still looking for sausage. Hang on 1 second. Wikipedia says he's worth $500 million. Tough one. I'll get back to you.
Big dramas in Mudra Bay yesterday. A car went through the front wall of MP Ros Bass's electoral office, scared some volunteers. They all deployed the brown cloud and ran from the room.
Gee, you'd like to send him up to the Chooks, Anastasia Palaszczuk's office, wouldn't you? Get that driver. Where is he? We'll pay for the car.
Yeah, there you go. That was Peter at Spider Everett that said that. He's paid. So we take your calls. Did your kid wreck your car?
Sue in Clear Island Waters. What happened?
17-year-old and early peas. She came to pick me up from work one day and she decided to reverse park in a small, tight area.
Mm-hmm.
And the whole side of my car was scratched. And then at the last minute, she turned and rode off the front bender, fender, because she panicked.
This is an Amy ad.
Yeah, the bumper bar gone as well. Oh, so we're... really sorry.
But funny. It's the best you can do, isn't it?
As long as you can laugh about it.
I fixed the bender, but I haven't fixed the scratches yet, so they're still there to show after all these years later that, hey, you did stuff up.
Yeah, you don't ever want to fix them.
Melinda from Helensvale, what was the story? Was it your kid and what happened to the car?
My goodness, it was my daughter, who's 8. We were moving house, so the car's normally parked in the garage, but we'd parked it on the driveway. And she's gone out to get in, as she does every day for school. And because the car's locked, she's just pulled the handle. It's a Prado, a fairly sturdy four-wheel drive, but she has ripped the entire door handle off the side of the car.
What? How?
I'm over 40 and I've opened many, many car doors. I have never ripped one off the entire side of the car.
Oh, your daughter's a superhero, I think.
Yeah. Is your daughter the $6 million man?
I said, how many times did you pull the handle? It was only one, but it was really hard, Mum.
Sign her up for SAS next year.
Wrong. That's magnificent.
Janine, as your kid wrecked the car, what happened?
Absolutely. When my two daughters were 2 and 3 years of age, mm-hmm. they decided to sit in our brand new Holden Rodeo.
Yep.
And made Daddy very proud by colouring in the dashboard.
Oh, yes.
That's the way.
You're redecorating.
That's it. If you don't like the colour.
That's beautiful.
What colour?
Yeah, what did they go with?
Pen.
Pen.
So not even Holden Red.
Not easy to get the pen out.
Oh, no. It's always the brand new car, isn't it?
And you're all the...
It was.
Every time you jump in it, you'd be reminded of them.
That's it.
Thank you.
No worries. Thank you. You
can head along to Hot Art. We've got tickets for you.
Yes.
4 tickets to Neil Diamond's Hot August
night.
Live music performed outdoors at Hot Art, Home of the Arts, October 25. Thank you for that. Let's go to Steve in Canungra. Did your kid wreck the car, Steve?
Yeah, teaching my oldest daughter to drive, and she did fantastic while out on the road. We pulled back into the driveway for her to stop, and instead of pressing the brake, she hit the accelerator, driving straight through the garage door and taking out half of the brickwork on the side of the
house. That's a good effort.
I don't want to laugh, but I can just imagine it.
It took me a few years to get to have a laugh about it.
Oh, no. Uh-oh.
Where do you put it now, mate, in your list of memories?
Oh, yeah, it's at the top of the list of memories.
Oh, love it. Thanks.
Rightio, yeah, that's it for the podcast. There's loads of other episodes to check out here on the app or at triplem.com.au. And we're back with our radio show tomorrow morning from 5 on 92.5 Triple M. Hear that in my 5? On 92.5.
My dad talks like that.
What does
your
dad say like that?
He does, doesn't he?
Yes, he does.
He's got a whistle tongue.
He does have a whistle tongue, my dad.
I wonder what age you get that. No young person.
He's
55, apparently.
He's always had it, especially after a few. Does he get very, very rich?
Does he speak like that when you're in trouble?
Yes, he does, actually. Very, very rarely raises his voice. He's debonair, my dad. Yes.
Well, we're going to discuss what other parts of our bodies whistle, but in the meantime, hope you enjoyed the podcast.